You're listening to the audio production of Priests of History, Stewarding the Past in an Ahistoric Age by Sarah Irving Stonebreaker, published by Zondervan and read by Kelly Jones. For my children, Madeline, Charlotte, and James, may you find your home in the historic Christian faith and follow the Lord Jesus all the days of your life. A people without history is not redeemed from time. T.S. Eliot, Little Gidding. Foreword. At the outbreak of World War II, C.S. Lewis made a wry and pointed observation in a sermon at St. Mary's Church, Oxford. Good philosophy must exist, he said, if for no other reason, because bad philosophy needs to be answered. Lewis frequently pointed out the high levels of bad philosophy in Britain during his time, and he believed Christians had a sacred duty to remedy this situation. They could respond not by mere Christian apologetics, but by superior thinking about all intellectual matters. Dr. Sarah Irving Stonebreaker, herself a one-time academic at Oxford, has answered Lewis's challenge by writing a powerful call to superior thinking on the matter of history. A rephrasing of Lewis's point seems relevant. Good history must exist, if for no other reason, because bad history needs to be answered. Sarah's argument for taking history seriously is first and foremost a call to truth in a post-truth world. We have entered an ahistoric age, she tells us, in which we are nearly incapable of speaking meaningfully about the past, except perhaps as part of the culture wars. Commentators today, and some professional historians, are certainly apt to use historical stories to score moral or political points, whether about sex, science, racism, religion, nationalism, the West, or whatever. Truthfully, some of this presentism, as Sarah calls it, is valid. However, a great deal of it is selective and wrong. In contrast, good history, of the sort championed in these pages, will offer clarity and correction. It will refuse to wield factoids as weapons of war. Rather, it will invite the voices of the past to speak for themselves, as if at their own trial. Sometimes we, the modern jury, may find our ancestors guilty as charged, and there's a lot of such guilty verdicts nowadays. Yet, at other times, our forebears will prove us guilty of slander and evidence tampering. Reviving good history in this ahistoric age is a path to humility, a point made repeatedly throughout this book. When we know something of epoch-changing figures like the scientific giant Johannes Kepler, 1571 to 1630, or the social reformer Florence Nightingale, 1820 to 1910, as well as the many other figures described in this book, our own meagre achievements and sense of self-importance are placed into perspective. This is good for the soul, especially in a culture that claims to be at the apex of history. In some ways, medical and technological, we are at the pinnacle of history, but in other ways, we are certainly not. We could only arrive at this sobering judgment, however, by reflecting on history. We are also equally humbled when history holds up a mirror to what is ugly in our shared humanity. When we learn about the shameful deeds of the past, we should not wonder, how could they have done such a thing? But rather realize, I wonder what my blind spots are. And what will future generations say about us? Historically minded people are haunted by these thoughts. They find themselves less interested in judging their ancestors and are acutely aware that their era may one day be spoken of in the way popular culture regards inquisitors and slaveholders. Furthermore, studying history can cultivate sympathy towards diversity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?